Well, we are live. Sports Car Safari podcast on a Thursday. My name is Andrew Coles, co-editor of Sports Car Safari. I am joined by South Australian rally personality, Andrew Admiral. How are you going, Andrew?
Thank you for having me, Colesy.
Mate, it's good. No one's called me Colesy for years.
I know. It's a Mount Alma thing, isn't it, mate? We'll go back to that later.
We will. So, bit of a different podcast tonight. Your keen viewers will notice that Luke is not with us. We have the first round of the South Australian Rally Championship happening this weekend down in Gambia, and he is preparing to leave on an early morning road trip down there tomorrow to go and cover it. It's just us. Andrew, weird times. I'm sure it hasn't escaped your notice that it's now the middle of August and this is round one.
Yeah. Wonder what caused that to happen, Andrew. No. And just look, if I may, can I just take a shot at Luke? Because I'm going to Mount Gambier tomorrow morning early too. And hey, shit, I'm here. Shout out, Luke. Thanks for the support. Look forward to seeing you down in the southeast over the next couple of days. As we're aware, we've got the COVID issues happening worldwide, and because of that, In May, the AGL Rally of the Heartlands was cancelled because we were in the middle of the ramp up of the pandemic and the ramp up of all the lockdowns and all those kinds of things that occurred in Australia and occurred worldwide. And then once we hit May, there was a reassessment of South Australian calendar. A couple of events pulled out. And then we, as a group, started discussing the fact that we didn't want to put everything to bed. We threw a forum together for the South Australian rally competitors, gravel rally competitors, predominantly, obviously. And they came back with a resounding, "Hey, yeah, let's do it. What can we put together?" And we said, "We can put together a couple of rounds." And they went, "Yep, we'd like to have a couple of rounds at a championship." And then the SEAC group, the Southeastern Auto Club, in Mount Gambier, they said, "Okay, we'll put an event together," and we were like, "Cool." And they went, "We'll do it in August," and we're like, "Excellent." And then the Adelaide Hills Rally is that's got turned into a two-round event over 2 days, so each day is a round. So, out of all of that discussion with the rally community, we created a championship for 2020,
which is fantastic because you must be almost one of the very few places in the world where you actually can run a rally championship at the moment.
We are, and that's exactly at the moment. We've got to be mindful that anything can happen, and anything can happen very, very quickly. So though we do have a championship in play, if something untoward was to happen within South Australia, then we'd have to adjust accordingly based on SA Gov or federal government requirements. We know what's happened in Victoria, and we know what's happening in New South Wales, in Australia, obviously in Australia. And I'm sure that in other countries that might be tuning in, they've got their own situations that are under the control of their own governments. Currently in Victoria, there's a complete lockdown. So some of their events have been cancelled. That might well occur in South Australia. But currently, the logic is that we will continue to plan and continue to put on events until we can't.
Yeah.
And we're pretty blessed.
Fantastic. Get in while you can.
Sorry, mate.
Get in while you can.
Well, yeah. And so tomorrow, a whole lot of people from metro area and regional South Australia are heading down to the southeast to Mount Gambier. And the Mount Gambier girls and boys are putting on an event that's going to run over Saturday night and Sunday in the forests.
Fantastic. I mean, by its very nature, rallying kind of makes sense in this environment because you don't have typically big crowds of people in close spaces. You've got people sort of spread out amongst a large forest, so it probably is one of the sports that's more attuned to it. So that's fantastic. Very cool.
But even with that, Colesy, we've still got to put in place. It's a strange world. Simple things like in rallying, you have to hand over a time card when you come into a control of a stage or into a control of a of a regroup or into control of a service, those things now get changed. Everything just gets changed that little bit. So, for example, with this event, the control cards, the cards that the competitors actually have within their vehicle, they won't get handed out. They'll be just co-signed, essentially, or viewed. All these little things that we have to do. And they're not insurmountable, but you just have to be mindful.
Yeah.
It's just common sense.
Well, that's really lacking at the moment. It's like what we were sort of talking about earlier. I don't know if we want to get back on that rant again, but it's sort of on the severe lack of common sense.
It's just like So sadly, Darwin was right. But yeah, no, it's and that's what we got. And to allow our sport to continue, we must do those things. But if we look in Australia as well, we in South Australia have made an adjustment to the championship. It's not perfect. Some might say that it's not even great, but there's a lot that are really, really excited by the adjustment we've made to the championship, from a rally competition point of view. But we've made adjustments to the Australian Footy League. There's been adjustments made to that to cope with the situation. We've got things like, quarters are being shortened and multiple games per week and stuff like that. So there's a lot of sports that are changing how they do and what they do because of the situation we're in at the moment. So some might say it's not pure, but we've been dealt a hand and we have to deal with it.
Well, I think you're responding very well, because here in the UK, Motorsport UK basically just can't rally, full stop. They said no co-drivers in cars, no two people in cars, and just kind of wiped it, sort of full stop. So rallying is just off the table completely, which is just, must be terrible for those people that are rallying over here. So I guess obviously we've got the event this weekend. And then the second round is the Adelaide Hills Rally, which I guess is probably more relevant. What you're doing that is going to be a round of the national championship. What's that looking like at the moment?
The Australian Rally Championship has made adjustments to its events this year. So the Adelaide Hills Rally, the AGI Sport Adelaide Hills Rally, will be round one on day one and round two. So round one we're calling Birdwood to the Bend, and that'll be on the Saturday. And that will be from the Birdwood National Motor Museum to the Bend. And that's going to, that's on the Saturday and the Saturday evening. And then on the Sunday, we're going to be, we've called day two of the AGI Sport Adelaide Hills Rally, Forest of the Fences. I don't know if you know the back end of Pine Hut Road at all.
You're testing my imagination, but I do.
And that's where the fences come from. All those old slate fences are going or crisscrossing through that area. Not that we're talking about what stages will be there, so that's going to be quite pretty, and that's going to be out the back end of Birdwood, and then of course Mount Crawford Forest and Telephone Road and all the old favourites on the Sunday. And so that's going to be quite exciting, and we're based out of the National Motor Museum. So that's going to be pretty cool. So there will be the event service park. And again, from a COVID point of view, we have to manage that environment and make sure that we do everything correctly within the requirements of South Australian government, SA Health. And we're just going to make it work.
Yeah. I mean, at this stage, it's all up in the air. Are the interstate crews sort of coming, or is that all a little bit?
No, again, everyone is raring to go until they aren't. So the thing from our point of view is you just keep on planning, because if you don't keep on planning, I mean, the only thing that will stop us is when we're required to stop from a government point of view. I just don't understand the logic of just not doing anything. Let's continue to plan. Let's continue to do. Obviously, from a financial point of view, you've got to be mindful about when you pull that financial trigger, and you've got to maintain a control of the finances up until as late as possible from a deadline point of view. But once you're ready to go, you should be able to pull that financial trigger very, very close to the event and then run the event. That's what we're planning on doing. And if untowards from a Victoria or a New South Wales, if the borders aren't open, we're still going to run an event. There is still going to be a South Australian Rally Championship two rounds. So that's going to happen. And then, you know, from a national point of view, everyone's more than welcome to enter that.
Yeah, exactly. It's an interesting point you touch on because I think, you know, definitely over here we had quite a harsh lockdown, which Melbourne is happening too, and there is that reaction that just everything has to stop. And, you know, obviously we can't go out as we were, but I like your attitude of sort of reassessing and going, well, actually, what can we do instead of what can't we do? I think that's a good attitude to have.
Yeah, it's a great way. And that comes back, I mean, you know, anyone in small business and, you know, will tell you, you've always got to be reasonably fleet-footed and you have to make these decisions and do that planning. It's really, really important. And also do the planning because, as you and I have discussed, this isn't going to go away. It's not going away anytime soon. So we need to continue to plan. Otherwise, we just might as well dig a hole and go hide, which would be pretty fucking boring. So, yeah.
Sit on YouTube watching 1990s WRC clips on
and just sobbing.
Sobbing.
But yeah, I mean, and that's like we're going down to Mount Gambier on the weekend to see the SEAC girls and boys, and they're going to put on a great event. You remember the SEAC track, don't you?
Mate, that's I think a lot of people in Adelaide, and I hope I don't offend anyone when I say this, they kind of forget that there's a world sort of past Taylor Bend. And I was definitely in that case. And the first time I went to SEAC, I've never driven it, I've never sort of rallied there, but going in and going, this place is awesome. There's the tunnel and there's like a jump and then there's miles of forest with fast forestry roads.
So on Saturday, and again, they've created a really, really lovely, tight clover leaf event that'll run Saturday night. There'll be three stages on the SEAC track, and that'll be great. And that'll be under lights, and that'll be just spectacular. And then on the Sunday, they're doing three forests and then a SEAC, and then doing that loop three times, coming back to service, regroups, and that'll be the Sundays. And that'll be a different layout of the track, of the SEAC track. So they've created a lovely 85, 86 kilometre of competitive out of the three forests around their own track and their track. And it's going to be pretty funky.
Yeah, fantastic. So what are you doing down there, Roxy? Zane's your son, Zane, who was the state champion last year. Are you going down as sort of a support, Cassidy, or are you beating yourself?
I find that Zane achieves better when I'm not around. no, I'm because of the role that I have within the rally fraternity, I'm just heading down to help out the SEAC team with their event. And there's a whole lot of people from Metro that are coming down to help SEAC with their event. And we're all really appreciative. We've got a field of 35 or 34, which is phenomenal for South Australia. I know, well, it's great.
There 3 years ago, you know, if you got 20 cars,
gone 34, 35. I think that's phenomenal effort. Yeah. And everyone's rolling down, and everyone's really, really excited. And it's just looking like a nice little event. The forests are going to be good fun. They always are. A little bit gritty, so you know, there's going to be some fast stuff and some, you know, a little bit of tight stuff. And then of course heading back to SEAC for a run all the time. The service park's going to be at the SEAC track as well, so it's just going to be a phenomenal weekend.
Yeah. Well, I guess if there's anyone in Adelaide that is at a loose end and wants to go and see some rallying, I mean, it is what, 3.5 hours drive?
If you said four and a half, yeah, easy look, it's an easy five, and a really easy, really relaxed five. And Mount Gambier itself is a beautiful spot. And then and then in October we roll out to, on the 17th and 18th, we roll out to Birdwood to run the Adelaide the AGI Sport event, so that's going to be funky as well. A lot of stuff happening.
And then I guess if we're talking exciting, funky stuff happening, I'm sure, Andrew, you've seen the comments on the side of your screen, and we were contacted as soon as we we announced that you were coming on the podcast. Hashtag WRC Adelaide.
Yeah.
What can you tell us? Probably nothing.
I can tell you that I've been getting a lot of stick from some people way above my pay grade going, what is this whole fucking WRC Adelaide shit? And I'm going, mate, it's not me. It's just not me. What have you done? I haven't done anything. I am not doing anything. It's everybody else. The cool part is, it's really lovely and it sounds great and it's good fun. It's a great laugh. But I can categorically state there will be no WRC Adelaide.
I'm sorry to break the news to everyone.
It'd be lovely. It would be lovely. It would be wonderful. Maybe in the future, but in the very near future, in the far future, yeah. Maybe. But in the very near future, there won't be a WRC yeah. Adelaide. The people that run the WRC in Australia, they do a phenomenal job. They have done for the last however many years. I don't know where it's going next, but wherever it goes, they'll do a great job. Yeah, I think we're just not on the radar. I think our tourism group maybe wouldn't give it the respect that it would be due, and probably doesn't understand it, or doesn't understand the product as much as maybe they should, and probably doesn't see the value. Yeah. Once those things change, hey, who knows?
Yeah.
But well, thank you to everybody that keeps on saying hashtag WRC Adelaide. I do love it. And I'm not, and don't stop.
No, I was going to say, rev it up.
Go for it. Just keep it coming. It's awesome.
You know, as you mentioned, like, I think a lot of really passionate rally guys sort of wanting WRC cars in their backyard is admirable. But you're right, you do need the support of the top levels of government. And there's a hell of a lot of money involved, commercial partners,
yeah,
global, you know, like all of this.
Yeah.
So, but I do say, you know, there's nothing to be no hurt in keeping going.
Well, let's make believe that there was a WRC Adelaide.
Okay.
I can visualize it now. I mean, and I know that a lot of the punters in South Australia can visualize it now because they know what we've got in the hills. They know our proximity from the CBD to the hills. It's just WRC Adelaide would be so compact. And it'd be so easy, and it'd be so neat, and it'd be so cool, and all those kinds of things, but it ain't going to happen.
But could you imagine that? Mawson's Row or something like that? Jack's
could,
jumping
could, could you imagine? Fires? Could you imagine? Oh. Could you imagine doing Adelaide Showgrounds?
Oh, you know, I remember
back
in the early 2000s when ARC and that, they had that with Possum Bourne and Neil Bates around there, tearing around in the pouring rain around the oval in the showground.
Yeah. In the middle. Yeah. And 20,000-30,000 people at the Adelaide Showgrounds just sitting there watching it all. I mean, it can be done, but sadly not for a while.
Yeah.
But, hey, we can only dream.
Exactly. And we might as well because it's kind of what a lot of us have got to do at the moment.
But the other thing is that I've been to Coffs a number of years, and I think you went to Coffs in the past as well. Yep. I think you shared a faggy with Sebastian Loeb, if I remember correctly. did he hand you a cigarette or?
No, I went to the Asia Pacific Grounds. It was an equally eventful trip, in fact, probably a more eventful trip. That's a story that other people can tell, probably not my place to tell it. But yeah, that was a very good trip. Coughs, but I think there's definitely some others that have had memorable times.
But I've been to Coughs, I think I've been to Coughs for like 7 years, and again, Coughs was always a phenomenal event, such a great event. The roads around there were spectacular, the town was wonderful, Park and all those kinds of things were very, very, very well done. So hats off to that team that used to run that event.
Yeah. So I guess a couple of questions to sort of, you know, maybe look at wrapping up. Ultimate Motorsport events, still, what are you guys working on at the moment? Obviously Mount Alma, the legend that was Alma, 10 strong years, to kind of end through just natural reasons, landowners. Are you working on anything else?
Well, we've got Wollonga.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that and that'll be coming in the end of COVID allowing us. But yeah, Wollonga's going to be December 2020, and we're putting all our efforts into the Adelaide Hills Rally, the AGI Sport Adelaide Hills Rally. Got to keep on saying that. but I think a lot of people that would be watching this that run rallies understand the sheer amount of time, effort, work that goes into creating an event, and the amount of people, really, really strong, really smart people that you need around you to help you create the events. And so that it's heavy. It's a heavy load to put on a high level quality rally event, be it gravel, be it bitumen, whatever. So the core focus at the moment has been the Adelaide Hills Rally and then Wollonga. Sadly, we've lost Alma. Personally, my favourite event of everything that we've ever done. Something special about that event. I don't know what it is. It was just special. Mm. So I sort of missed that one. But it was a great event. We did it for 11 years. I think we did it very, very well. Again, we tried to emulate what the SEAC team did with their Legend of the Lakes, because their event's on again at the end of this year, and hopefully I might get down to finally see that event. Another great hill climb. But yeah, we'll keep on looking around for things to do. We have worked closely with the Port Lincoln team for the Tikal Auto Sprint, which was really, really good fun.
Where we that was shut a good event.
I was great.
Going to that a few years ago.
That was really good fun event. And again, from my point of view, I got to work with a great team of people that were really, really passionate about motorsport. Great little event. I mean, who would have thought we could have shut down the back end of Port Lincoln to have cars racing through the street? It's pretty spectacular. And
I'm going to brag a little bit, but the only time I went to Tikal, our friend Sebastian Lip of Pilatus Aircraft, who has been a very good supporter of motorsport nationally and also for, your events locally, friend rang one morning, taking the plane across to the Port Lincoln Sprint to a car. Yep, so we hopped across the channel and dropped in for a few hours, flew back and was hurried back in Adelaide for a beer at about 4 p.m.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember seeing a photographer hanging out of a door of a pizza shop.
absolutely the way to do it.
Yeah, have a slice, take a shot, have another slice. Yeah. It was good to see you from a distance. So I was so impressed with the way that you wangled yourself within the track boundaries to get that shot. I mean, who goes through the back door of a pizza shop?
You. The funny thing is I was actually there by lunch. And they had signs saying we're still open, and they were directing people in through their back door to order. And of course, they fronted onto the track, and they were not thinking that people were going to go and watch the sprint at all. And I asked the guy, and I said, "Can I have my lunch there?" And he's like, "Yeah, sure." So great, watch the racing.
Yeah,
bloody ideal.
I know, and I'm thinking, who other than Colsey would be in a pizza shop inside a racetrack? So yeah,
it's a Port Lincoln.
I'm pretty impressed. Surprised, but no, well done for that. Getting a shot that no one else could get. Good work. I think you were involved with the Almas for a while. You always used to come out and have a bit of a play and a look. Did you ever compete?
I did. I came about as close to riding off my father's Alfa Romeo as anyone would want to come off.
Right.
I did the classic. I competed, I think it was the first or second year. You guys moved the finish line back before that last corner. But the first couple of years, it was on that last corner. And I was in a class battle, as you do, got sucked into just pushing a little harder. And up until the point, I was kind of lifting for the corner. And then, of course, I thought, well, if I just kind of hold it a little bit longer over the line, I might just get that extra tenth or so uphill. And then, the back came around over the line. I remember winding the lock on, left lock, and then you get that awful, awful moment when you hit the lock stop in opposite lock, and I've gone, this is bad, this is really bad. And I ended up spinning 180 degrees was facing the wrong way, and I had neatly parked the car between a metal pole and a white post, like I'd parallel parked it in there, kind of down the ditch. And I genuinely thought that I'd done a lot of damage. Got out, looked, and was like, there's not a scratch on this thing. So we had a bit of a 3-point to kind of get it out, and an awkward U-turn. And yeah, didn't put a scratch on the car. It was fine, just a bit dusty. And yeah, I think a lot of people have written about cars at that point, and I definitely should have been among them.
Yeah, it was funny because everyone goes, oh, the finish line. And I'm like, you've got a right foot that can lift.
Yeah.
You know, and I could never understand. I mean, respect for their abilities and respect for what everything you guys did. But it's like, it's too dangerous. Yeah. Why? Because it's, you know, too fast. Well, just lift.
Yeah.
Well, no. Okay. Well, you're going to crash. Sorry. Yeah. No, it was always quite funny.
Yeah.
Anyway. But no, it was one of those things that, like, I remember the paddock, and I remember the paddock having just a huge mix of socio-demographic, and it was like, you know, some of the punters rolled in with their, you know, high-end whatevers, and then you had the other punters that rolled in with their low-end whatevers, and they're all sitting around having a beer and a chat, and it was just a great equalizer, and it was just a great event. And the other thing I really loved about it was the fact that we did focus on class. We did you're not competing. You're competing against your class. You're competing against that person that's in your class. And that's the other thing I liked about it. I mean, yeah, sure.
I don't know. I mean, it's just, I guess the venue kind of lent it to itself, but I thought that atmosphere at the start line where you had the kind of the food and the catering and everyone just kind of gravitated to the start line, and it became that real kind of sort of hub wherever it was. I thought that was good. I think a lot of events and a lot of tracks kind of spread people out and get kind of everyone dotted around, but which I guess groups of people is probably not what you need at the moment, so it's probably a blessing in a sense.
No, not right now, but again, you know, things might change. Hopefully they will. But you know, again, if people were just smart, we can do this shit.
Yeah,
you know, if people were just smart and I don't know, wore a mask and, I don't know, sanitized and, I don't know, just kept some distance, we can continue to do these things. It's not rocket science. So so I'm missing Alma a little bit. Looking forward to Wollonga. Wollonga's a little bit of a different event, as you are well aware. It's a one day, it's a heavy load going in and then a heavy load going out, because you need to do the whole thing in one day. But again, 120 cars going up 2.8 k's of some of the best roads in South Australia, for, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 runs, depending on how quickly we get through it. It's a great little event. So
I think it's a rare privilege to be able to drive such a well-known piece of road as a hill climb. I thought that was pretty cool. I only did it the 1 year, but just on the start line to me, I was like, you know, as someone who hasn't rallied as a driver before, I was like, this is pretty cool to be able to, that, you know, people would sort of volunteer their time and invest their efforts to allow us to go and have a complete legal crack on a public road. Like, when you actually break it down like that, that's pretty remarkable.
So, and again, from my point of view, purely my point of view, I think Wollonga's a much better road to compete on than, say, Alma. Alma was very, very much a horsepower track, but Alma had a different kind of atmosphere, like you said. That was the thing that did Alma. It was just this wonderful atmosphere. But Wollonga's, you know, great, great, great event. Really, really good fun. So enjoy that one. And then, of course, Adelaide Hills Rally, which, you know, we will be doing the super special stage at the Tailem Bend, where we do the side-by-side on the Saturday night again. A couple of tricks we're doing within the event. With the State Carnacross Champion. We've got the State Carnacross Championship coming up in a couple of weeks' time in South Australia. And we're going to give the junior winners a free entry into the rally sprint.
So, very cool.
Yeah, the kids that are under 15, 16, 17, whatever, that compete in the State Carnacross, if they win in their class or in their age group, they're going to get a free entry to the rally sprint component. So we're going to be trying to give something. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Give something back. Because, again, we've got, and you would know this, within South Australia, there's a club, Southern District Car Club. They do a junior development program. And we've had three state champions come out of that. Three state rally champions, and we've had a national Carnacross champion come out of that as well. So
when you put it that way.
It's not a dumb thing to allow the young ones that are doing the junior development program in Carnacross at the moment. We've got to give them the opportunity to step up, and this is that opportunity. So they'll be in the big game in front of the national crowd, and getting to have a go on the Taylor and Bend Stadium track.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I guess for anyone watching who might be new to the podcast, a few weeks ago we had Damien Reid, on the podcast, who, amongst other very hilarious tales, actually did give a really good breakdown of how you can get involved in that aspect of the sport and how it really isn't, the barrier to entry is very low. And you can get out there and have some fun. So I do recommend going back and searching for Damo's podcast. If you want to learn more about that.
Yeah, so. It's a great opportunity, and it's a great entry-level opportunity, and it's a great way to learn to step up to the next levels.
Mm. Mm. Well, bearing in mind that you need to decamp and head down to the rally tomorrow, so we've caught you at probably the worst possible moment to come in and chat with us. So thank you very much for giving us time. I really, really appreciate it. But I thought it was good to just kind of capture this very bizarre moment in rally history.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. And to your podcast listeners, viewers, whatever, the Sportscast Safari followers, you can do some searching on social media for what might be happening in South Australian Rally, because there might be some videos coming up, there might be some interviews coming up, there might be a whole lot of stuff happening down the southeast, and everyone's got the opportunity to take a look from afar.
Fantastic. It is the Facebook page, South Australian Rally.
SA Rally.
SA Rally.
Yeah, SA Rally is on the Facebook page. And then, of course, SEAC, Southeast Automobile Bill Club, has their Facebook page as well. So there's a whole lot of ways you can find information.
Awesome. Hey, while we've still got you, we've had one quick question. Do you need to register to attend the event due to COVID? So I assume it's just as a spectator, if you want to come as a spectator.
Yeah. I don't know.
Watch SA Rally Facebook page for an answer.
Well, that's a good idea, actually, to that person that did that really intelligent and smart question, and I just feel like a fool that I can't answer it. The only reason I'm not answering it is because I don't want to say the wrong thing. So I think we'll err on the side of caution, and they hit the SA Rally Facebook page and ask that question, and someone will get back to them.
Yep. Perfect.
All right. Cool.
All right. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Coldy, thanks a heap, mate. Yeah.
Not a problem. I appreciate it.
Soon.
We'll talk soon. Thank you, everyone.
See you, buddy.
Done. I think we're still going.